1941. I was born in Chicago in 1941. Well, my father told me, son, you had better get a gun.
A brief introduction to the music of Paul Butterfield opens our show tonight. We will be hearing more about being born in Chicago from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band later in the show. Good evening. This is Mark Addison coming to you on Owl Radio, brought to you by the generous folks at the Skunofa Library in Damariscotta, Maine. It is time once again for Blues from the Summer Room, our examination of blues music throughout the ages. Our show tonight comes to you from the Blues Clubs of Chicago and features the music of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. We will also hear some harmonica music from some of Chicago's preeminent harp players. A word first about the Butterfield Band before we get into the music. Although born in the suburbs, Paul Butterfield and guitarists Elvin Bishop and Mike Bloomfield found their musical roots in the downtown blues clubs of Chicago. Before coming together, Butterfield, Bishop, and Bloomfield played the blues clubs of Chicago in the early 1960s, jamming with some of the top names in the blues of the time: Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, and Otis Rush, among others. Their first album was released in 1965. The personnel consisted of Butterfield on harmonica and lead vocals, Mark Naftalin on keyboards, and a rhythm section hired away from Howlin' Wolf and made up of drummer Sam Lay and bassist Jerome Arnold, in addition to Bishop and Bloomfield on guitars. Paul Butterfield and his band were significant not only because they captured the essence of the urban blues and played it for a younger audience, but also because of their influence on other musicians. Their appearance at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965 introduced the folk music fans of the East Coast to a raw urban blues unheard by them before. Bloomfield, Jerome Arnold, and Sam Lay, along with Barry Goldberg on piano and Al Cooper on organ, backed Bob Dylan on the Newport stage that year when he famously went electric. So, let's get into an extended set of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, beginning with the Muddy Waters song, Got My Mojo Workin'.
Got my mojo working, just don't work. just don't work on me. Hours and hours seem like days. shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues. Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes.
Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You got me way down here. You got me way down here. Yeah, got me way down here with a ball and chain. Baby, please don't go. Cause your man done gone. You know your man done gone. Well, you know your man done gone. Down the parts and far, they got a shack.
Six songs from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. We heard Got My Mojo Working. That was Sam Lay on vocals. Shake Your Money Maker, an Elmore James song. Robert Johnson's Walkin' Blues. Born in Chicago. Get Out of My Life, Woman. And a version of Baby Please Don't Go, done by a later version of Paul Butterfield's band, known as Paul Butterfield's Better Days. Paul Butterfield wasn't the only harp player of his generation in Chicago. Let's listen first to Three Harp Boogie, which features Butterfield and Elvin Bishop, with a couple of older musicians, James Cotton and Billy Boy Arnold. Then we'll hear some music from Charlie Musselwhite. Here's Three Harp Boogie.
Hey, hey. Look at here. Do you hear me, baby? Tell you something. Thank you. hey, hey. Gotta get out of here. Let's go, boy, let's go. Gotta go now. Thank you.
I should have bad luck. Honey, you're a long, long way from home. Well, now, since I know you love me, darling, your love will keep me going. Passing people's houses on a dark and lonesome road. Looks so cozy a place. I can't go if I should have bad luck. Honey, you're a long, long way from home. Well, now, since I know you love me, darling, your love will keep me going.
Three-Heart Boogie, and two tunes from venerable Chicago harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite. Those were Chicken Shack and If I Should Have Bad Luck. We end our visit to Chicago with a seminal East-West. At 13 minutes, the title track from the Butterfield Band's second album in 1966 was, to put it mildly, a departure from the rock music of the time. Influenced strongly by the freeform jazz of John Coltrane, as well as traditional blues, built on a complex structure of modal music, incorporating Indian ragas and featuring extended solos by Butterfield, Bloomfield, and Bishop. No one was doing music like this yet. While the recorded version of East West was a mind-boggling 13 minutes long, live performances of the song often reached an hour in length. This was especially significant when the band played at the Fillmore in San Francisco, where they were heard by the Jefferson Airplane, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and the Grateful Dead, among others. The musicians in San Francisco were impressed by the professionalism and experimentation of the Butterfield Band, and heard in East West improvisations from multiple band members that wove together and played off of one another to form an ethereal thing of beauty. Was psychedelic music born in Chicago? I don't know. Here's East West by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. You decide. Thank you. Once again, that was the highly talented and influential East West from Chicago's own Paul Butterfield Blues Band. One last note. Guitarist Mike Bloomfield was instrumental in convincing Bill Graham, legendary owner of the Fillmore West, to bring some of the elder statesmen of the blues to his venue. B.B. King, Albert King, Howlin' Wolf, all basked under the light shows of the Fillmore, as they too turned the younger generation on to the blues. We've had a good look at one of the most important bands of the 1960s, and it's time to say goodnight. But I think we have time for one more song from Paul Butterfield. So here's Blues with a Feeling. This is Mark Addison, hoping you can join me again for more Blues from the Summer Room.
What a lonesome feeling when you're by yourself. Yes, the one that you love has gone off with someone else. Well, you know I love you, baby. That's what I have today.